This is So You Think You Know Jesus, a podcast that will challenge Christian paradigms, uproot traditions of man, and in the end, energize your faith by grounding you in solid biblical truths as you learn to see Scripture through the eyes of the Jewish Messiah, Yeshua. Welcome, author and speaker Rabbi Jeff Grillo of the Rock of Israel Congregation in North Carolina, a Messianic synagogue that is part of the National Jewish Fellowship of the Assemblies of God. Now, Rabbi Jeff.
All right, so here we go. I am excited once again to bring you another episode of this wonderful thing that we do, and I hope that you enjoy. And be sure to subscribe wherever you are listening or viewing this podcast, and make sure you share it with a friend. Help us to expand our influence on the masses. We want to have as many people as humanly possible get this message so they can learn about their Messiah in a new, deeper, and more intimate way and have better understanding, because that's what it's all about. You know, from most of my Christian walk, we'll say it that way, I took a lot of things by faith, had no idea what they meant, but I was just okay with it. It's what it says. I guess it's what it is. Doesn't make any sense to me, but whatever. I just move on. Hope nobody ever asked. So this whole podcast is all about educating folks for the deeper things so that you will be equipped when the time comes to share your faith in a more meaningful way. So today we are talking about lips and hearts. And no, this is not some recipe for some non-kosher hot dog. it does sound like it could be an ingredient list. But we're going to be talking from Mark chapter 7, the first 13 verses. And this is where Yeshua, Jesus, quotes Yitzhiyahu, Isaiah the prophet, and I'm going blank. Oh my goodness, 29:13, I think, is the reference, where it says that the people praise me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And Yeshua quotes again the prophet Isaiah when speaking to the Pharisees, because of their traditions. See, the Pharisees had Torah, right? They were Jews. They understood the Word of God. But the problem is they held their rabbinic tradition, oral tradition, what we now refer to as the Talmud. They hold that above the Torah in terms of authority. Yeah, and I can hear your cringe through time and space, even here and now. Yeah, it's not good. It's not good at all that that they did that and do that today. But it is the reality, and Yeshua confronted them on that because they just put these burdens of law upon law upon law. Upon the Mosaic law, right? And when Yeshua, came against the law, clearly he is not talking about the Mosaic law, because he is the law. He is the Torah, the Word made flesh, right? It says John chapter 1. And he cannot be divided against himself. So in the context of the Word of God, and specifically here today, we're talking about Mark chapter 7 again, that he is specifically railing against the law and the traditions of men. See, I say it often on these podcasts. I say it often from the pulpit and in every teaching opportunity I get. And it's not an original thought. I got it from Rabbi Cliff as one of the things that drew me to him at first when I asked him, hey, what do you think about this? And I don't remember what the this was. But he looked at me and he said, my opinion doesn't mean anything. Only Scripture can interpret Scripture. So again, the opinions of men mean nothing. I mean, they're interesting over a dinner party or a cup of coffee, and you want to shoot the breeze and just kind of compare thoughts, right? That's one thing. But when you're discussing the Word of God, when it comes to things eternal, the opinions of men aren't worth a hill of beans. Only Scripture can interpret Scripture. So there's no need for these volumes and volumes and volumes of tractates upon arguments upon discussions upon, you know, just everything that's contained in the volumes of Talmud. And then, of course, you get the Babylonian Talmud and the Jerusalem Talmud. And it's just so much opinion where the rabbis argue back and forth what certain things mean. When all along, all we need is the word itself and context. Scripture interprets itself. So my question today for you is this. What traditions are you still stuck on? What traditions have you hung up? What traditions are you just not willing to walk away from or able to let go of at this point? Is it the Sunday church thing? Because, you know, hey, it's my grandma's church and we've always gone here and this is just what we do, right? Because it's our tradition. And after Sunday morning service, we have a Sunday meal together, and that's your tradition. You don't want to mess with it. And you think one day is as good as another? Or is it something else? Is it the Easter celebration? Where, well, you know, we've always done it this way. It's, you know, I know people say it's pagan, but it's not pagan to me. It's just what we've always done. And, you know, we're doing it unto the Lord. And as I've done in previous episodes, I will refer you back to Isaiah chapter 1, the first 16 or 17 verses. Make it clear that doing the right thing the wrong way is never acceptable to God. It will never be of the right thing. We have to do things that He wants His way. And that's it. There's no other way. Our traditions might be interesting. They might hold a lot of fond memories, and they might fill photo album after photo album, if you're old enough to know what a photo album is, right? It's not just a file folder on your phone, right? But back in the day, we had these big books filled with pictures. Oh, getting old. So, our traditions mean nothing. Because if we're, or should mean nothing when it comes to the word, right? They can be fond memories. And, you know, I have fond memories of, you know, childhood, you know, when I was a little kid. And, you know, I wasn't raised in a Messianic household. And we celebrated Christmas and Easter and all these things. And I can point to great meal gatherings and, you know, fun family times. But the reality is, it's those traditions are dead. And not just dead to me in the sense that they're over and gone and not repeated, but it's they're dead. They're practices that are not connected to life. The Word of God is life. And we have to make sure that we're not just praising Him with our lips, while our hearts are far from Him. We have to have a life that we're walking the walk and talking the talk. Bless you.
Thanks for learning with us today. For more information and resources, or to invite Rabbi Jeff to speak at your church or next event, call 1-828-201-2883. Once again, that's 1-828-201-2883, or visit myroic.org. That's myroic.org. Shalom.